listening to WMUK's West Southwest. I'm Earlene McMichael. If you're looking for a volunteer opportunity, the Find Your Cause Volunteer Fair will be held on Tuesday, June 27th at the Kalamazoo Community Foundation building in downtown Kalamazoo. The foundation is partnering with Volunteer Kalamazoo. I'm joined today in the WMUK studio by two of the event's organizers. Can you all introduce yourselves?
Sure. My name is Raven Britt, and I am the development officer at the Kalamazoo Community Foundation.
And I am Jenna Touche. I am the volunteer center manager at Griffin Place.
I thought we would begin the conversation with talking a little bit about the Volunteer Kalamazoo organization. Some people may or may not know that Volunteer Kalamazoo closed its doors in August of 2016. It was a nonprofit that linked individuals to volunteer opportunities. Ms. Touche, I will direct this to you. Tell us briefly why it decided to close after all these years.
Volunteer Kalamazoo was an organization in itself, and they closed because they said they were having some difficulty securing funding now that a lot of people have access to volunteer opportunities through the internet. But Griffin Place has actually been delivering Volunteer Kalamazoo services as one of its programs, so it is not completely closed. It's still live and well, just as a part of Griffin Place.
Griffin Place has been around a long time. What does Griffin Place do?
Griffin Place connects people and organizations to resolve conflict and crisis, foster volunteerism, and meet community needs. So we have an array of programs. We have a couple different hotlines. 2-in-1 is for resource and referrals to access to services that people might have for their life. 381 Help is for immediately emotional support for crisis, times of crisis. We have dispute resolution services, which is affordable mediation for adults, a couple school programs like suicide prevention education and peer mediation as well.
Volunteer Kalamazoo exists now, but it's considered a program of Griffin Place. How does it work now when a volunteer is interested in volunteering or an organization has a volunteer opportunity? What does that look like? How do they connect? Is it strictly done through something online? Do they make a telephone call? How does that look?
Yes, great question. We manage a database which connects volunteers to organizations that need them, and it's called Get Connected. And the way volunteers and organizations access this is by going to go.volunteerkalamazoo.org and searching for community needs and events that are posted on there, either signing up or organizations can go on there and make an account and post those needs and events themselves.
Another thing that Volunteer Kalamazoo used to do is host the Star Awards. Yeah. People may be curious about, does that continue to live?
Yes, it does continue. Actually, Griffin Place put on a Star Awards on April 19th this year, and it went splendidly.
For those who may or may not know what the Star Awards are, what is it?
The Star Awards is a volunteer recognition event for the entire community where organizations or neighbors or friends of people who dedicate their life to volunteerism and social needs in the community are able to nominate them to be recognized at a ceremony. And it really covers a broad array of people that volunteer. We have youth volunteers, groups of volunteers, senior volunteers, all across the board.
Now let's talk about the reason mainly why you all are here today. There's a program that's coming up called Find Your Cause, and that will be coming up on Tuesday, June 27th from 5:30 to 7:30 at the Kalamazoo Community Foundation offices in downtown Kalamazoo. Can either one of you jump in and tell us what is the purpose of that event?
Sure.
And this is Ms. Britt, Development Officer at the Kalamazoo Community Foundation.
Yes, this event started in April of 2016. And the goal of the event is to basically share the many ways to give back to the community, one of which is volunteering. It's great to give funds and donate money, but another way to help out the community is to volunteer. So we wanted to, at the Community Foundation, we thought it was a great way to partner up with Volunteer Kalamazoo, a partner of Griffin Place, and get together with 16 different nonprofits and invite the community, all members of the community, to come to our wonderful space and show people to volunteer in the community. So that's what we're going to do in June.
You said that it started in April of 2016.
Yes.
So in other words, it was held once before?
Yes, it was. It was held in April of 2016 and then also again in late December of last year. So 2016 as well. And then we are going to hold the one in June. So we're really excited.
Tell us about some of the organizations that are going to be there.
Sure. So we have various organizations all the way from the Air Zoo. Griffin Place will be there because, as Jenna mentioned, they do offer various services. So Hospice Care of Southwest Michigan, the YWCA, Douglas Community Association, and Kalamazoo Literacy Council. We wanted to invite several nonprofits across the county, not just the city of Kalamazoo, but across the county that offer a wide range of services so that the community is aware of the different services within the county.
How does the event flow? The hours that you're holding it seems to be after work, so it would be convenient for those maybe who are working during the day to actually to show up to this event. How does it work? You walk in and what happens?
Sure. So this time around, it's going to be an open format, so more of like an open house. We are going to provide food. We're going to the folks at Organic Gypsies, so we're going to have a food truck there. So that'll be really nice. So it's just going to be an open format. So we're going to have in one space, so we call it our winter garden. We're just going to have tables set around, and at those tables, all of our nonprofits will be there. People can come in, and we're actually going to have a drawing there so that our the members of the community that do RSVP, they will have an opportunity to actually submit their information and be open to that, have an opportunity to win that drawing. But just walk in and just kind of speak to the different members of the nonprofits and just talk and learn and hopefully sign up and become volunteers.
How does the setup of this event differ than from how you've held it in the past?
Jenna, do you want to talk about that? I could keep talking.
I was just curious because you said this time it's kind of an open format, which led me to believe perhaps it was a different kind of format before.
Sure. So
I know in the past it used to be the volunteer opportunities were more focused on board opportunities just for organizations. And now we wanted to open it up to an array of volunteer opportunities that everyone in the community could get involved with.
Sure. And then also in our December format, we kind of had it set up with more. We didn't have a food truck, but we had a hot chocolate bar because it was in the December. So it was very cold outside. And we actually it was in the middle of a snowstorm. So this time in late June, we will have wonderful, nice weather, not as hot as it is right now. But that's what we had.
Is it always held twice a year, or is this kind of a recent incarnation where you all are doing it twice a year?
This year, it will just be the one time.
Okay. But moving forward, are you looking to do that twice a year, or is it just kind of play it by ear?
I think we're going to play it by ear.
Okay. What's the capacity? Like, how many people can you hold, and how many people are you hoping to get? And how many people do you usually get?
In April of 2016, I believe, would you say, Jenna, we had about 100 folks or so?
Yeah.
Right? And then in December, because of the snowstorm, we only had about 50 people or so, I would say.
We're just thankful that people could make it out in that weather.
Yes, right. Exactly.
And you're asking people to pre-register. Could they still come if they do not register?
Absolutely. It's open to everyone. We hope to get as many people passing through. We're going to have a really open space with our doors open, be able to wander around outside. So we're inviting everyone that can come.
Do you know of any specific volunteer opportunities that are out there that are really needing some help? Has anyone vocalized them?
There is a variety this year, and every organization seemed to be really excited to be able to recruit volunteers. So I can't say that one needs one more than the other, per se, but there is just such a good amount of diversity in these volunteer opportunities, whether it's becoming a coach or a mentor or working outside for Land Conservancy or getting involved with social justice activities. It's everyone is excited to get volunteers on board.
Now, are you drawing the same number of organizations that you've had in the past? Is it growing? Or
I would say because of the capacity of the building that we're in and the space that we utilize, it's about the same, about 15 or 16 organizations.
And is this an event that's geared toward adults, or could
Absolutely.
Youth come, or what?
Yeah.
what Like, do you have to be a certain age?
No, there is no age limit.
Like, you could be 12 years old and you could come?
Volunteer opportunities will vary by which ages they accept to be involved in those activities, but we're inviting everyone, families and youth and adults. Everyone can get involved.
Final words.
Please come. It is a family event. We will have games. We will have music. We will have food and sunglasses. But more importantly, we want everyone just to come out and learn about volunteering. It's another form of giving. And more importantly, just to learn more about the things that are offered here in Kalamazoo. The motto that we go by at the Kalamazoo Community Foundation is love where you live. And that's really important. I mean, I've been here in Kalamazoo for a short period of time, and I already do love where I live. And that's to learn about these great, wonderful opportunities to volunteer in is a wonderful thing. So please come and on June 27th from 5:30 to 7:30, and we'll see you there.
You said there's games, games for adults?
For everybody. Like, we're going to have Jenga and I think shuffleboard, and we'll have beach balls. So it's a really great summertime event. Fingers crossed the weather will cooperate this time better than it did in the December event. But we really just want everyone to come out. But rain or shine, we will have our doors open, and the various nonprofits will be there. So Outfront Kalamazoo, again, Urban Alliance, YWCA, Community Services Charity. So, you know.
I'd like to thank Jenna Touche, who's the Volunteer Center Manager with Volunteer Kalamazoo, a program of Griffin Place, and Raven Britt, Development Officer at the Kalamazoo Community Foundation. Thank you for joining us today.
Thank you for having us.
The Find Your Cause Volunteer Fair will be held Tuesday, June 27th from 5:30 to 7:30 at the Kalamazoo Community Foundation in downtown Kalamazoo. For more information, visit wmuk.org. For West Southwest on WMUK, I'm Earlene McMichael.